That's Walk Me Home, and that's by Pink. Right, a 12-metre-long bamboo burrow, as I mentioned, it's popped up on Bristol's Queen Square, but why? Well, I can tell you, it's all part of the Festival of Nature, which is taking place in the city centre this weekend and is expected to attract more than 15,000 people. So I'm very pleased to say, joining me in the studio is one of the organisers, Savita Wilmot, who's Chief Executive of the Natural History Consortium, if I could speak properly. Morning to you both. And also Rob Acton-Campbell, who's Secretary of the Bristol and Bath Parks Foundation, and we'll be hearing a little bit about that as well. So morning to you both.
Good morning.
Now, we started Savita last weekend with the beginning of the festival in the Bath area, and it's now moved to Bristol, hasn't it? What's been going on this week?
So we've had a whole series of evening events this week.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of nature writers, some dinosaur experts, and also some conferences. We've been bringing together people from the region and volunteers to kind of practice their skills and work together. But now we're ready for the big finale weekend here in Bristol.
So what will be going on?
So we've taken over Queen Square, as you said, also Millennium Square, Anchor Square. We've got about 50 organisations.
So it's huge, yeah.
It is huge this year. And everything's free. So all of those organisations are on site right now, getting ready for our opening at 10 a.m.
What kind of things, you know, people have got the family, and you know, it has, you know, I think the prospect was rain, but actually the weather's looking a bit better, isn't it, now? So I think you'll be all right this weekend.
Yeah, I think we will be fine. But we've got lots of things undercover, and it all happens rain or shine.
Yeah.
So there's lots of interactive activities. There's a plant sale. Lots of things to explore.
Don't tell me that. I'll be there. Just for the plants.
a few live animals here and there for, you know, people who want to come and see. So, yeah, we tell people just to come down and wander around.
Yeah. Rob, tell me a little bit about what you're doing. Now, you're part of the Bristol and Bath Parks Foundation, which many people will not have heard of.
No, because it's all new. We're just launching it at the Festival of Nature. Savita's been very supportive, and it's starting. So
now, I know you're very, very big on doing things for this area, this part of the world.
Yeah, well, I've spoken to you before about Troopers Hill, which is my local space.
So what are you doing now?
So we've started a charity to try and raise some money and try and improve and get more things happening in parks, really. Obviously, we know where we are with the cuts. I mean, you were talking about school cuts earlier, and local authorities don't have any money. And we've got the parks budget, we think, more or less protected in Bristol, but the parks department really is only just doing the very basic things. You know, they're cutting the grass, empty the bins, and we want a lot more to be happening in parks, and we want people to be able to do more, get more volunteering in parks. So we've been lucky. We've got a grant from the National Lottery Heritage Fund through Nesta in London to set up a new charity to try and raise some money and get things happening in parks.
You're following a sort of model that's been created in Bournemouth, aren't you?
That's right. So Bournemouth Foundation set up about 4 years ago. They've been very successful. They've been getting things happening in parks. They're raising money for the Avery in Bournemouth. That's their sort of big project. But they've also got a project there working with people with mental health difficulties, trying to get them more into parks. They've employed somebody to come and do walks and get them working in parks.
I think they've started something like that in Bath. I might be completely wrong here, but I think they've been doing some work with the Genesis charity
or one of the charities to grow the plants,
that's all in the park, isn't
so,
it?
So the charity is Bristol and Bath Parks, so we're working with both parks departments, and actually that's been really good as well, just getting the two parks departments talking to each other and getting ideas from each other.
They are amazing places, but they do take a lot of maintenance. We go in there and we expect it to just happen, but it takes a lot of work, doesn't it, to happen?
Well, that's right, and actually people going into parks and doing things themselves, you know, there's some fantastic, say, St George Park, there's some fantastic beds there where they're looked after by volunteers. So it looks really good, but the people doing it are getting benefits as well. So actually going into a park and volunteering is good for the people doing it as well as good for the park.
Two things spring to mind. You're not going to be doing people out of jobs in having volunteers there. That's the first thing.
Absolutely not. No. The Parks Department, if anything, we'll be putting pressure on the Parks Department to spend more money to get the basic stuff done better. So no, absolutely. But what we're doing is stuff is on top of what the Parks Department is doing.
And the other thing is, I mean, you know, for example, park runs. Hugely successful.
Absolutely.
A lot of controversy when one of the authorities tried to charge for a park run being in there. Loads of people are doing gym stuff in there now, these outdoor gym kind of activity classes and things. So there are things going on in the park. Yeah. But are people being made to feel welcome to do that?
Well, that's one of the things we want to try and overcome, some of the red tape and so on. So that the foundation is all about getting things happening in parks. So we're working with the Parks Department. We've got, as part of the grant, Bristol have employed a new volunteer coordinator to try and get more things happening in parks. So get more community events. There's a lot of red tape you have to go through. Yeah. If you, I mean, obviously something on the scale of a Festival of Nature, there has to be all the safety stuff there. But when you're looking at a very small community event for sort of 50 people, then at the moment you have to do the same forms. So we're trying to get all that simple, make that more simple so more things can happen in parks. Yeah.
Well, it's going to happen because you've got a T-shirt that says Your Park.
Your Park,
it's very
yes.
bold. Yes.
So there's our new website, yourpark.org.uk, that launched for the Festival of Nature, all went live last week.
All looking
all very,
very
exciting.
Good,
so,
very good.
Yeah. So.
So is there a stand in Queen Square or Millennium Square or whatever that tells you how to get rid of slugs? Because this weather, that's what it's been good for. It's brought them out in their droves.
There's loads of advice all about wildlife gardening. We might even change your mind about getting rid of the slugs.
What do
and
they do? I mean, come
them.
On, in the eco chain, really? Do they have a place?
Come on down. We've got loads of talks about wildlife gardening, lots of stands. We're going to bring you some advice about slugs. Either way, to get rid of them or to embrace them. Come on down and we'll show you.
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday, it's all free. Rain or shine, come and join us.
Lovely stuff. Great to meet you both. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.